Hi, I'm Katie Souza, and you're watching Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. How would you like to have secrets revealed to you while you slept that would solve any issue? Or have an angel come in the night to defeat every demonic spirit that's been assaulting you? God's desire is to lead you successfully through every difficult circumstance you're facing. Many times, He will give you a strategy to solve problems while you're sleeping or even taking a nap. This is part two of our series, Miracles in the Night. There are many biblical examples of people receiving breakthroughs while they slept. Nebuchadnezzar had a dream that troubled him greatly. He told all his wise men in Babylon, including Daniel, that he was going to kill them unless they could tell him what his dream was. So Daniel prayed for the answer. Then when he went to sleep, the Bible says that the dream and its interpretation was revealed to him during the night. Then there's the story of how the angel of the Lord came and killed 185,000 soldiers that had Jerusalem completely surrounded. The battle was won while the people inside the city slept safely in their beds. Peter was imprisoned, shackled, and asleep between two soldiers when the angel of the Lord came and broke him out of his imprisonment. The Bible's full of stories of people getting miracles while they slept. I got into a car accident and broke two ribs, and God healed them only 14 days after it happened. And He did it during the night while I was sleeping. Just to let you know, ribs don't heal in 14 days. This was an accelerated miracle that happened when I was just sleeping in the presence of the Lord. Would you like to experience miracles in the night? Well, you can. It happened in the Bible, so it can happen to you too. I even had a visitation while I slept that led to my husband and I receiving a $250,000 miracle. In today's broadcast, I'm going to give you the keys on how to position yourself to walk in this supernatural miracle working realm. If you put these precepts to work, you're going to see more breakthroughs than you ever have before. Let's go to the conference now. God repaired my ribs in the night while I slept. Did you hear what I said? You need to start positioning yourself for this to happen to you. Because a lot of you have had a disease or disorder or a trouble or a bodily affliction, or you're having financial issues, or your marriage is in danger, or you're being mentally or emotionally oppressed, but you can go to sleep and awaken in His likeness. You can go to sleep and awaken in His likeness. Did you hear what I said? You know, you can get more done in the night than you do in the day. Because your spirit man never gets tired. Your body's exhausted. It goes to bed, but your spirit takes off. Your spirit can take off and do stuff. It can go places. It can take care of problems. It's in the eternal glory realm. It can travel to help friends and family. It can go get finances and provisions and bring them back. Your spirit is always awake. Did you hear what I said? Your spirit is always awake. So it can activate, do things. I mean, I've been taken, literally, not just translated, but transported in the spirit at night while I slept. I can remember once I was struggling with this sickness and oppression. And I mean, I had bodily sickness. I had mental and emotional oppression. No matter what I did, I couldn't break it. And I finally said, God, I'm going to go to sleep tonight, and I'm going to believe You're going to do something great for me while I sleep, because it's all over the Bible. You're going to do something like You did for Abraham, for me. Cut covenant with me. Make something exciting happen. And He did. I remember all of a sudden I was taken, transported in the spirit to another place. It was this old house. And I knew this house represented somebody in my bloodline that had a lot of evil and a lot of devastation happen in their lives, because the house was dark and every room was full of demons and darkness and disease and distress and disorder. And I was walking through this house. But see, in the beginning, I thought, well, this is a cool dream because this sure feels real. Well, it was real because I was touching things. I was feeling things. I could feel my hand going down the banister. I could feel it, and I'd go, wow, this is feeling like I'm real. And I would go to each room, and like a little scaredy cat, I would grab the handle and open the door and go, in the name of Jesus. and command the room to be clean and full of resurrection power in the blood of Jesus. And I went from room to room to room doing that. And as I did it, I was like, man, this is so real. If I didn't know better, I'd say that I was really here and not in my room. And I heard like this, the Spirit of the Lord just kind of giving me a little prod to say, well, open your eyes and find out. So with all my might, I went and opened my eyes. And normally I would have seen the ceiling fan on the ceiling of my bedroom, but I didn't see the ceiling fan. I saw the house I was in because I had been, wow. I had been taken to that place, not just in the spirit, but transported in the natural. Now, I know that really happened. It's just not my imagination or some charismatic, crazy story that I'm telling you, because when I woke up, I was healed. I was physically healed, mentally healed, and emotionally healed. And it happened while I slept. I was taken, and I got more work done. Did you hear what I said? Oh, man. Did you hear what I said? I got more work done while I slept than I would have if I stayed awake and prayed and fasted and begged and hollered and everything else. Stuff happens when we're asleep. Look at what happened to Peter. He was taken into imprisonment. Says he had shackles and chains, and he was sleeping between two guards. He's asleep. And what happens? God sends an angel to rescue him. Well, he's sleeping. He's not up. He's not doing that. He's asleep between two enemy soldiers. He's so asleep, it says the angel had to come in and smote him on the side to get him to wake up. Bam, wake up. Wake up. We're escaping. Hello. And the chains fell off, and he got up, and he's singing, ooh, what a great dream. Yay. Following this angel, the doors are just magically opening in front of them, swinging open wide without the angel even touching them. Oh, this is awesome. Get out in the street. He's still thinking it's a dream until the angel disappears, and he's standing out in the street going, oh, I'm really here. This really happened. And it all started when what? Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, an angel can come tonight while you're asleep, surrounded by enemy guards, demonic powers that have been assigned to put you in chains and shackles and imprison you in your body, your mind, your finances, your marriage, whatever. And that angel can smote you on the side, and those chains and those shackles will fall right off, and you will be led out of that imprisonment. Did you hear what I said? This is serious stuff. Okay, I'm going to sow for you guys to be led out of your imprisonment tonight. I decree that you will be led out of imprisonment in your mind, that you will be broken free out of the imprisonment in your emotions. While you sleep tonight, you will be broken free out of the imprisonment in your body. While you sleep tonight, your marriage will be restored. While you sleep tonight, your kids will be rescued and brought back. While you sleep tonight, your bills will be miraculously paid off. While you sleep tonight, the angel will come and visit you. While you sleep tonight, you will see the power of the Lord come and free you from that jail cell. While you sleep tonight, the enemy soldiers that are around you, you know what happened to them, right? They were all killed. When Herod found out Peter escaped, they all got taken out. The enemy's going to get taken out while you sleep. Don't even think this is a stray preaching. I've turned it into something that it's not, because look what happened to the people in Jerusalem. Surrounded by 185,000 enemy soldiers. They were going to put Jerusalem in famine. Famine so bad they'd have to eat their feces and drink their urine. They were going to take them captivity. They're going to take them into captivity, away from the Jerusalem land, their homeland that they loved, into the land of Assyria. They were threatening them, oh, you better give us money. Come on here and give us money, or we're going to do all this stuff to you. Hezekiah is sick at the same time. It was crazy. It looked absolutely hopeless. But what happened? While the people slept, while they were asleep, an angel of the Lord came and slayed 185,000 enemies. When they woke up, they were all laying dead, all the corpses laying dead. Israel didn't have to pick up their sword and their shield. They didn't have to do any of that. They went to bed. Did you hear it? They went to bed. An angel could come tonight while you sleep and deal with the demonic spirits that have been assaulting you. How many of you have been assaulted? Come on, raise your hands. Let me see it. You need to believe. Look at that story. Make it your own. Believe what happened there. That story is not just for them. It's for us. It's for us. It's for us. Romans 15 says all the stories in the past were written for us, for our learning and our hope. Amen? So that we may have hope. I have hope that when I'm being assaulted by a demonic spirit, that I can put my faith on God coming in the night. God sending an angel in the night, freeing me from my imprisonment. God sending an angel in the night and slaying every one of those spirits that are tormenting me so I can have justice. And he can do it while I'm asleep. That I don't always. Yes, there are times we need to raise up, put on our shield and sword and make battle. But there are other times when you just need to rest in God.
Help bring healing and hope to prison inmates around the world by sending your generous gift today. As our way to thank you, you'll receive Miracles in the Night 2-disc set and Communion for Your Soul 2-disc set.
In this teaching, Miracles in the Night, I show you through Scripture that you can receive a healing or a breakthrough while you sleep at night. Abraham was taken into a deep sleep when God cut a covenant with him. Peter was taken into imprisonment, scheduled to be killed, when an angel showed up while he was sleeping and led him out of his jail cell into freedom.
Go online now to katiesouza.tv with your gift of $58 or more, or call 1-800-789-7895 to place your order today. You'll not only receive Miracles in the Night audio teaching and soak, but also communion for your soul.
Paul was in the middle of a deadly shipwreck when the language of the scripture proves that he stopped, broke bread, and took communion. Later on, when the ship ran aground, he swam to the nearby island of Malta. There, an extremely poisonous viper bit him, yet he was left totally unaffected. The communion had made him impervious to its deadly venom. I really recommend this set because it's going to usher you into breakthroughs and victories in every area of your life.
Go online now to katiesouza.tv with your gift of $58 or more, or call 1-800-789-7895 to place your order today.
You want to know how to activate into this? Watch. Mark 4, listen. Look, I was strong there for a moment because, look, I want you to have this. I want you to have this. I want you to walk in this. You can walk in this all the time. This can be a realm that you possess. And you can break free through this activation over any problem you have in your life. Okay? And it's all about the word. Okay, watch. Mark 4, watch. And he, that's Jesus, said, the kingdom of God is like, okay, right here he's telling us, this is what the kingdom's like. How many of you want to know what the kingdom's like? Ready? The kingdom of God is like a man who scattered seed upon the ground, then continues sleeping and rising day and night while the seed sprouts and grows and increases, and he knows not how. See, Jesus is telling us, this is what the kingdom's like. A man scatters seed upon the ground, and while he's sleeping, it sprouts and it grows and increases, and he knows not how. Okay, what is he talking about? The man takes seed and he scatters it. What is that seed? The Bible says the word of God is seed, right? The word of God is seed. So he takes that seed, he takes a word, and he scatters it. See, before you go, and then he goes to sleep. And then while he's sleeping, the seed is sprouting, growing, increasing, and he knows not how. So what you need to do before you go to bed is have a date with God every night. You have a date with God. Pray in tongues for a little bit. Get a little warmed up. Okay, like pull the blocks out of your ears. Command the enemy to leave you alone. And believe that God speaks to his people. You're his sheep, so you hear his voice. And when you ask for wisdom, God gives it to you abundantly. And you say, God, give me my seed tonight. I want a word. And then you bring before him a specific issue. I bring before him a specific issue, so I'll know when I get that word, it's about that problem. I'll say, this is the problem I got tonight, God. Give me a word about that problem. I need some seed so I can scatter it. And then I'll sit and wait and pray a little bit and praise a little bit until I hear a word. God might give me an actual scriptural address, or he'll give me a single word. What I do is I'll look up that scriptural address, and if then I go and read the whole chapter, and sure enough, boy, once I read the whole chapter, 9 times out of 10, unless I've had some really bad pizza, I read that chapter, and it's about the problem I'm dealing with. And I go, oh, there's my word. I got me a living rhema word for this problem right now. Same with if God just gives me a single word, like boat or blue. I look it up in the Bible's word search. I find all the scriptures that it's in, right? And I wait for the Holy Spirit to go, ding, that's the one right there. That's the one right there. And then I read the whole chapter of that one, and sure enough, it's about the problem I've been dealing with. And then my faith rises. I go, oh, God is giving me a word, a promise. He's making cutting covenant with me, and he wants to fulfill that covenant with me about this promise to solve that problem tonight while I sleep. And then I go and I find that chapter on my audio Bible thing that you should all have. It's only like $15. Everybody get it. You're missing out on promises and breakthroughs. And I take that chapter and your little phone or whatever you have, your CD player has a repeat function. And I play that chapter over myself all night long. That's how the man took the seed and scattered it. Think about it. The word's being played, that word, not just any word, because people say, I play the Bible over myself while I sleep. That's great. It's not going to hurt you for sure. But what's even better is if you play the word for the problem. Do you hear what I'm saying? So now it's playing. And what does that mean? Well, God's word does not return void unto him. God sent his word to heal us. God's watching carefully over his word to perform it. You're not playing the word God gave you, and he sent that word to heal you. He's watching carefully over that word to perform it. That word will not return void unto him. So you start activating, and then this scripture starts coming to pass. The kingdom of God, this is what the kingdom is like. This isn't just some crazy teaching. This is what the kingdom is like. This is how you get the kingdom to manifest in your life. This is how, did you hear what I said? This is how you get the kingdom to manifest in your life. The kingdom of God is like a man who scatters seed upon the ground. You got your seed, you're playing it, that's scattering it, and then he continues sleeping, and rising night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows, and he knows not how. And you keep playing it, and you sleep, and you play it. And you sleep, and every once in a while you wake up and you'll be kind of praying along with it. Oh, no, no, no. And then. And then it sprouts. And then it grows. And then you get manifestation. You get a miracle healing. You get a breakthrough. You get a financial increase. You get changed. You wake up in his likeness. Do you understand me? I remember I did this once. I was having the flu really bad, and I had to go to work. I had to preach. I had to do stuff, and I had the flu. I had body pain. It was horrible. It had been going on for quite a few days, I think plus days, and I finally went, and I laid on my bed. It was in the afternoon. I said, God, I need a word so I can scatter my seed. I need it to sprout, grow, and increase while I take a nap because I'm super tired and I can't do anything else holy right now. And so he gave me Malachi 4, which says, the Son of Righteousness arises on you with healing in his wings and his beams. I was like, this is a good word. Okay, all right. Right? So I played that chapter on repeat, and I took a nap. And while I did, I had a visitation and an activation. I suddenly, in this encounter, I looked around, and there were demons all around me. They had been assigned by the enemy to make me sick, so they could stop me from doing what God had called me to do. They were everywhere. It was scary. And then suddenly, out of the blue, these giant balls of fire start going, whoom, sweep, whoom, yeah, start coming down to the sky and nailing these dudes in the head and killing them. Like, they're being taken out, left and right, taken out, left and right. And I'm like, wow, this is cool, oh my God, awesome, wow, check it out. Fireballs from heaven, destroying the enemy. And then I thought to myself, I don't know why I'm not getting hit and killed. And I remember I looked up, and Jesus was over me, and he had his prayer shawl out like this. The Son of Righteousness arises on you with healing in his wings. He was protecting me from the fireballs and giving healing to me while I slept. And when I woke up, I knew it really happened because I was healed. Look, this is what the kingdom of God is like. I've been walking in this revelation for years, and I've seen so many miracles that I can't even count them. Now, I want this to happen to you. So let's go back to the conference right now so we can pray together and you can experience miracles in the night. You have a problem right now? If you have a problem right now, you can get the answer. The secret will be revealed to you in the night while you sleep. You know, the scripture says in Psalms that your heart instructs you in the night seasons. In the night seasons. Well, I want to be instructed. I'm going to sow this for you if you're not going to sow for yourself. You will be instructed in the night seasons. The secret will be revealed to you in the night. I decree it for you. The secret to the issues you're having will be revealed to you in the night while you sleep. Your heart will instruct you in the night seasons. That problem that's been besetting you that you can't figure out what to do, you'll get the instructions on how to fix it in the night while you sleep. See, you're fretting on it. It's rolling around and around in your head. Why don't you just go to bed? Go to bed. Go to sleepy. Did you hear what I said? Okay, now just, I want you to put your hands out. Just want to say, Lord, I receive your word tonight. I need my seed so I can scatter it. And I believe that when I scatter that seed, then I go to sleep, it will sprout, grow, and increase, even though I know not how. I believe I can go to sleep and awaken in your image and your likeness. I decree you're gonna change me, you're gonna heal me, you're going to fix my mind. You're going to settle my emotions. You're going to cleanse my will while I'm asleep. I believe that I am going to walk into my promised land. Okay, now, I want you to ask God right now in your heart to give you a rhema word, a seed that will fix that problem. Ask him to give you a Bible scripture, like a scripture verse, or just a word. Okay, Holy Spirit, come now and give them their word. They're your sheep. God, they can hear your voice. And when they ask for wisdom, you give it to them abundantly. You don't hold back. So give them their word right now.
Help bring healing and hope to prison inmates around the world by sending your generous gift today. As our way to thank you, you'll receive Miracles in the Night 2-disc set and Communion for Your Soul 2-disc set.
In this teaching, Miracles in the Night, I show you through scripture that you can receive a healing or a breakthrough while you sleep at night. Abraham was taken into a deep sleep when God cut a covenant with him. Peter was taken into imprisonment, scheduled to be killed, when an angel showed up while he was sleeping and led him out of his jail cell into freedom.
Go online now to katiesouza.tv with your gift of $58 or more, or call 1-800-789-7895 to place your order today. You'll not only receive Miracles in the Night audio teaching and soak, but also Communion for Your Soul.
Paul was in the middle of a deadly shipwreck when the language of the scripture proves that he stopped, broke bread, and took communion. Later on, when the ship ran aground, he swam to the nearby island of Malta. There, an extremely poisonous viper bit him, yet he was left totally unaffected. The communion had made him impervious to its deadly venom. I really recommend this set because it's going to usher you into breakthroughs and victories in every area of your life.
Go online now to katiesouza.tv with your gift of $58 or more, or call 1-800-789-7895 to place your order today.
Hi, I'm Katie Souza, inviting you to join me at Dominion 2018. We've seen extraordinary miracles happen in our events. People throwing away their leg braces and canes, getting out of wheelchairs, tossing their hearing aids, metal coming out of people's bodies, and all kinds of diseases being healed, including stage 4 cancer. Don't miss your miracle. See you there. Do you have a friend or loved one in prison? I'd love to send them a free copy of my book. Just log on to katiesouza.com and fill out a prisoner book request today. When you get your word at night and then you play it over yourself, it causes angelic activity to happen in your home. The Bible says that angels hearken to the word of the Lord. So when you play the word God gave you, angels are going to respond to that word, and they're going to make it come to pass. When Jacob had an open heaven over him while he was asleep, the Bible says that a ladder came down, and God was at the top of the ladder speaking words of promise over Jacob. In response to God's words, angels were ascending up into heaven and then descending back down. What were they doing? They were hearkening to the promises God was speaking over Jacob. As the Lord spoke the word, the angels ascended up into heaven to get what Jacob needed to have those promises come to pass. Then they descended back down the ladder to bring the stuff to him. That's what God wants to happen to you. Ask him for a word that you need to solve a problem. He's going to give it to you. Then play that word over yourself all night while you're asleep. Then the angels will hearken to the word and bring you all the provisions you need to solve that issue. I decree you'll get your word tonight. See you next time.